holding Daf Samach Vov Hamadalef. Again, the top left braisa was that Haroya Da Mach Mustashmish from the middle. So if an Isha sees Dam every time she lives with her husband, she sees Dam. So it happens three times. So it's said that she's a Huchsak to be a Roya Mach Mustashmish. And so far the locha was that she has to have a get from the first husband. Now the Gemara says on top of it, Tinosa Liacha, but she's let her remarry to a second husband. What's going to be Nisus Liacha? She gets married to a second husband, and again it happens. Verosa Adam Machmas Tashmash, the Shas, the first Tashmash, she saw Adam. Salochur is still Meshameshes Parmi Shoino. Ushni Yeshlishes. She has a right still to live with the husband one, two, or three times. But again, Mikan Vielach, after this, she's also considered a Huchsak to see Machmas Tashmash. And therefore the locher is learned to shamash as shit is garish. She should not live with her husband anymore, but she has to receive a get. But Vitinosa Liacha, she's let her get married to a third husband. And what's going to be now, Nisus Liacha, she got married to a third husband. And again, Verosa Dam Achmas Tashmash, still she sees Dam when she has passed, when she lives with her husband. So locher is still Mishameshis Parm Rishon Shnir Shlishis. Even by the third husband, she's still allowed to live one, two, or three times with him. But after that happens, that she sees three times from her third husband even, then the locher is Mikan V'elech L'tishamesh Achetiv D'gatzma. She's not allowed to live with anybody anymore until she has to make a bedika first. She has to check herself out. We have to find out what's going on here. Is it the pshat that because of Tashma she really sees Dam Nidus and then she'll be also to live with anybody the rest of her life? Or is it the pshat maybe she has like a marker wound there, or whenever she has Tashmash, that causes the Dam from the sides to come out, that she'll still be considered Tahira? So it says now, Ketzer Bedeket Tzatzma, how does she check herself out? Ketzer Bedeket Tzatzma. So it says, Meziya Shefaferis, she has to bring like a pipe, like a long pipe, who viseicha a machol, and inside there's like a little brush, like a machol, and umayich munach al roisha, and the top of this tip of it, they put some soft cotton there, not to scratch and not to make a bleed. And then she pushes it all the way in, and she lets like the cotton touch her mako, her womb like. And therefore, nimtza dam al roisha moich, if we find blood on top of the moich, on top of the cotton, but you do with them, we know for sure, she min ha mako hubo. And whenever she has tashmish, what causes blood is from the makor. And if so, then she starts also to live with anybody the rest of her life. Because this bedika is like a tashmish. When you have an aver there, like a lead or a pipe that's growing in, mamish like the aver itself. Just here we could tell clearly where exactly the dam comes from. That we only have cotton on the tips. If the dam is on the tip, we must come in on makor. What's going to be lenim tzadam arashay? Let's say we do not find any dam on the tip of it. Then, if you do it, then we know sheminat stadim ubo, that the reason why she saw dam before was only because of stadim. There was like a maka wound there. And that's why the dam comes out, and therefore she'll be mutter to live with her husband, with her husband. So, of course, the question is then, if this bedika really works, so why even by the first husband then? After she sees three times by the first husband, we should tell let her make a bdika by the first husband, stay married to him. Since like a machlokes rishonim, that Rashi toys medayik from Rashi pierce bekuntris, that nebiyah shlishis veilach tishamash adei bdika. And v'lama tiskash, what does she need to get from the first one? The toys says, metrech lishonim from Rashi's loshin is mashma, ti yisu alarishon afilu bebedika. That to the first husband, though, there does not help a bedika. There, after three times, she has to receive a get. So only by the third husband does bedika helps. Some learn the pshat is like the Eitz HaTeva, she should not make a bedika after the first husband. Because if she makes a bedika and finds that she sees Dam, then she's called the Raya Machnas Tashma, so she'll be asked to get married anymore. So she'd rather off try a second husband, and maybe everything will go well by him. Or else some said his bedika is not a vadai. Therefore, the Chatchilu would rather take a second husband, maybe she won't see Dam from him. By Kopon Mitzamachloikis, if by the first husband, if she wants to, could she, the other Shantai says, no, she could make a Bdika by the end, by the first husband. If she doesn't see Dam, she'll be mutted him. Susan Machloikis, if she could be Samech on the Bdika to stay married with the first husband, or else, like the Gemara says, only by the third husband, then we let her rely on this Bdika. Now the Gemara says, if she knows that she has a wound even b'yaisimakim, even near the makor, she knows she has a wound there, and that's what's causing her to see blood. So then, tolu b'makosa, she has a right to say the dam she sees now is not because she's a roya, she's a nida, but rather it's only because it hits the makor, cuts the wound, and causes the dam to come out. So therefore, she'll remain terror to her husband. V'yimiyesh levestus, let there is a vest, there's a special time when this happens. Rashi says, l'kukul azeh, she'ena roya kosher, she doesn't see all the time machvas tashmish. El leprokim, it only happens certain times. And lochari is tolu b'vestus, m'shemesh is b'loy b'diko, b'ein vestu levestus. Since she has a right to be tolu, that it's only, let's say, every third Sunday that she sees machvas tashmish. So only every third Sunday, which should be yosa, but not the other nights of the week. Let's say that the dam that comes out from a wound looks different than the dam that she sees right now. So then ain't a tolu, then we don't have right to be tolu, but rather we'll say this dam that comes out, machmas tashmish, is not from the wound, but rather it's from a makor, she becomes a nida. Another lochri than Isha is believed to tell us that makor yeshli b'makor, that she has a wound in the makor. She's never to tell us this. Otherwise, it could be the doctor has to tell us this. But this man, the Emels, no, we even believe her that she could tell us she knows she has a wound there. Shemimeno dam yetzei dibur Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. And Rebbe says we believe her that she could tell us that she knows she has a maka. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel leimer dam maka habo min hamakor tomei. You have to know that if the blood that comes out through the makor, through the womb, even though it's dam, not dam nidus, it's down from makor there, but still the actual dam itself is tummy. It's called like an avatuma. We'll soon see why. For Rabbi Seinu Idu, but the other Rabbanim say no, al dam hamaka, bo min hamakor, shehu, tor, no, the blood that comes through the makor remains tor. That blood is not called an avatuma. So where's my binah? What's the machloikas? What's the difference between the two of them? What's the machloikas over here? So where it says, Omer Ulula says, makor, makor, may tummy, you can be that difference is, this klal of makor mekoyme, whether it's tummy or not, that the Shem Gamliel holds that the dam that goes through the makor, even though it's not dam nidor, but since it goes through the makor through the womb, it becomes an avatuma, and therefore the dam itself is tummy. And the same holds no, that the makor is not metama of the blood, only dam nidor is an avatuma. Now the Gemara says, Shpuferis, how could you put a shpuferis, a pipe in there to make this bedika? Avguri mifkwa lakur, that's going to make us a scratcher. It's going to make a bleed because of the pipe putting it in. So that's not called a good bedika. So Marin says, Omar Shmuel, vishfafera shalev, we're talking about now a smooth pipe made out of lead. Opiya rotz v'teucha, the tip of it is like bent inwards, that there's no scratching there, there's no points there. Therefore it's all smooth, therefore there wouldn't be a problem from to make this type of a bedika. We're not going to say this is going to cause dam to come out. Oh, my lay Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechon, Resh Lakish said back to Rabbi Yechonon, Tativ Dekatz Mobadiyash Lishis Shabala Rishinis. Now the Gemara says question, why does the Gemara Bright say she has to have a get from the first husband, let her make a Badika after she saw three times the first husband, why does she make a Badika? The Shalom we asked before, this is the Gemara's question. Oh, my lay, the Gemara said back, Resh Lakish answered back and said, no, the Fishain Kolatz Boye Shavis. I mean to say, not every Aver is the same way. See, even though she saw by one husband, there's no proof at all to say she'll see by the second husband. So if it's better to let her get married to a second husband, maybe because she won't see. Rashi says, if he shame calls Bershos Vishem Bal Achar, you won't have to make a bdika altogether. And therefore, it's mutter to give a get from the first one and to massacre herself completely. That's what Rashi learns. All Malays, he still asks for Shlokish. All Malay, but Tidlik Atzma be a Rishonah Shabal Shlishis. Listen, like once she lived with, she got married to a third husband, a third one, and by the first bia, she had a tashmish, so she's huchsuk to see, she's huchsuk, call out to boys, like three different men live with her, and she saw dam, so right away she should be huchsuk to see dam. So why do you have to wait to the third bia to make a bdika? We should have to make the bdika right after the first bia. So more says no, but for Yishen Kol HaKoycha Shavis, the Pshat is even by the third husband, he lived with her once, it's not Mukhav that the way he lived with her now, not the second time. Like every time he has Tashmish, the Aver goes in, it goes in a little differently. So it has to happen three times that she sees Dam, then she's called a Roya Machas Tashmish. Otherwise, we say, Ein Kol HaKoycha Shavis. So if it's only after three men and three times each one, that she's ruchsig now, she'll always see, and now the only eitzah for to live with another man is, or else the third husband is to make this bedikah. Moshe says, oh, he, there was a lady, the Yasoy Lekamidor, which came in front of Rebbe. Oh, Malay, so he said to her, Li Avdon, he said to his Avdon, he said to this person Avdon, Zil Biyaso, go and scare her. So Ozal Avdon went, the boss, so he scared her, and Benofu Mimeno Charoros Dam, like a cloud of dam came out of her. On the Rebbe said, Asoishno Nisra Poizais, that this lady is healed up, but this was the cloud of blood that was causing her to see always. Therefore, from now on, she doesn't have to be afraid. She should be a roya machmas tashmish. Ha'i Yisra saw there was a lady, the Yasola came with the Mashmuel. She came in front of Mashmuel. Omalei, same question, that she was a roya machmas tashmish. So Omalei, the Rav Dima by Yosef, he told Rav Dima by Yosef, Zil Biasa, go and scare her. Ozali went, the boss, and he scared her. V'loi nofu memeno, v'loi midi, nothing came out of her though. No cloud of dam came out of her. So Shmuel said, "Yishno zu, this lady, Mimalo, she is full of blood like Venefetzathi, and it spills out, Peshas Tashmis. And the Cholam Amalo, Venefetzathi, there's no way to cure her, but we have to be afraid whenever she's in the Tashmis, she's in the sea dam. So therefore, she's also to live with, she's also to have Tashmis. Hahi, the Asur, the Kaim, the Rabbi Yechanan, was a lady that came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Cholaimus Devi Solik Mitzvilas Mitzvah, whenever she came back from going to the mikvah, from Mitzvilas Mitzvah, have a Kochaz Yidam on the way home, she would see Dam, she'd become a Nidra again. So Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan said, Shema Dimas Irecha Olsa Bechor. Like maybe people are jealous upon you. Rashi says, Benois Ircha, the other girls of the city, Shai Miskanas, they're jealous about you, that the love you have between you and your husband, so therefore, like this iron orai is causing you to become an Ida. So he told the was, Lechi vi boilele agabi enor. Go and go down to Tashmish, and go down to the mikvah by the Nor, and let your husband be there and have Tashmish there before you come back. So before the iron orai is shalit upon you. In other words, before they start talking the gossip, have the Tashmish there by the Nor. Ikadiyami, some said, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said to her. Omar Rabbi Yechanan said to her, Tigla lechavrasecha, go tell your friends what's happening to you. Ki eichke detevi olecho lahach isa, nishav olech lahach isa. In other words, like the same way they're going to be jealous upon you. One side to look at is they're jealous the way Yelo is nice with your husband, but if you tell them what happens to you, they'll look at the other side now that they won't have to be jealous of you. They'll see that you have problems, and because of the problems you have, they will not give you an ayin hara, and therefore you will not become a nida. Vika di Amri, some said, this is what Rabbi Yechanan meant to tell her. Vika di Amri, Omalor, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Goli lecharvasech, go tell your friends what happened, ki heche de leboye lecharach, in order they should daven for you. The Tanya, we learn like this, the Pasuk says, V'tomei, Tomei Yikra. Pasuk says, what, Tomei, Tomei Yikra, you become Tomei. So we dash in that, Sorech liyadiyah tzara lerabim, you have to notify the rabbim your problems. And therefore, the rabbim mevaksham olav rachmim, and the rabbim, the community, will daven for you. It's kedai to tell people about your problems in order that tefillah should help for you. Here also, he told her, tell the people around what's happening to you in order they should daven for you, and that will cure you. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, you should not have a youth. That once happened, but Pabadisa. What's happened in the case of Pabadisa? The Yasasa, and she became healed. No, she told her neighbors what happened to her, and they started to daven for her, and she became healed. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yudah Marav, Hiskin Rebbe Besodais. Rebbe was Mesakin Besodais in the fields, means that's the corner that he made. But Rav was Mesakin in this place called Sodais, that Rosso Yemech of Anisha sees one day dam, Salochris Teshev Shishavu. She has to wait 7 days. So she has to wait like the one day she sees now and another 6 days. That's the din midiraisa, Nisha's tummy for 7 days. What's well, going to be Shnei, unless Nisha sees 2 days in a row. So then Teshev, Shishavei, he made her wait another 6 days and this first day. Because if to say maybe the first day was still part of the Yud Aleph Yomim, only the second day was the beginning of Nida. So he made her wait another like 6 days plus these two. Shleisha, let's say Nisha saw 3 days in a row. Then we have to be cautious, maybe, that she's a Zavah. maybe this was during the Yudal of Yomim, and therefore the din is Teishev Shiva Nikim, she's a way to Zayin Nikim. Omer Avzer Avzer says, the Bnei Yisrael, Hechmir Alatzman, they made a special chumra upon themselves, Hechmir Alatzman, that Shafilu Royos Tipas Dam Gachal, even though they see a small amount of dam, Mamas like a mustard seed, still Yosheves Aleo, Shiva Nikim, she should wait for it, Zayin Nikim, she has to become Torah completely, she needs Zayin Nikim. And this is the chumra that we know it's Rabbi Zeira's chumra. That again, that Omer of Zeira, Bnei Yisrael, Chumra Lassan, Shafilu Rosh Tipas Dam Chad, Shemas Lashi Vos Nakiim. That no matter how much, even though they only see one time in a small amount of dam, still they have a din as if they're a zova that they have to have Zayin Nakiim 7 days after Pes Bo that they do not see at all. Adabre Rav and Rav Shmuel. That Rav like was taking a walk with Rav Shmuel. Fedorish and Adarshan and they said a loch like this. Kosh Shoshna Yomim. If she was having labor pains for 2 days, or lishlishi the third day, appeal she had a miscarriage, so the din is teishev shiva nikim, she has din like a zova, and she has to wait zayin nikim, mikir adin, is not asked for b'zeiris chumra. Why? Because kesavri he holds in kishal in the fallen, that since she had a miscarriage, so the labor pains she had the last 2 days are not really called machmas of vlad, and therefore she's not tor machmas adin zova. And v'yesh to psichas akev b'loy dam, since there was a psichas akev, the womb opened up, he held it's impossible for not to open up unless dam comes out. So therefore she saw the third day, and these were joined Yud Aleph Yomim, therefore she has a din of a zava. Oh, malera popla rova, popla said back to rova. Ma'ir, what do you have to say? Kosh shoshne yomim, that she had labor pains for 2 days. Afilu mashu b'yam, even if she sees a drop of dam, also the same halacha. Because we just learned, Amr of Zer Zera says that she know Bnei Yisrael Chumur Al Atzmon, that Bnei Yisrael made a chumur upon themselves, that the din is Shafilu Roya Stipas Dam, even though they see a small amount of dam, Shafilu Roya Stipas Dam Kachadol is Yosheva Zaleh Shiva Nikiyim. She has to sit on it Zayin Nikiyim. So what do you have to say? Because she saw 3 days, even no matter how small amount of dam, we have this chumra. So Amalei said back to him, Amina l'cho Yisur, I'm telling you, Mikir Adin, that's the lacha midiraisa, that's the lacha. V'yata matim and hagu, you're telling me somehow that Noig, that's only called B'nai Yisrael, Zachmira, they made a midir l'chumra. Heichad l'yachm r'achm, heichad l'yachm l'yachm, it's told them in hagim. In that mokm, if they're makabal the minig, very good, they got l'chumra. If they're not makabal the minig, they don't have to go l'chumra. Omar Rova, Rova says, Tavu li nose, what's going to be a man proposes to his wife to get married, and she agrees to get married, so after she agrees, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. We have to be afraid, machmas chemda, since this desire to get married, like, when he agrees, she may see dam because of that. So you have to be choshed if she saw dam now, b'shash was mafai, she accepted it, and therefore, as if she saw dam now, so t'chumru v'b'zeiro, she has to wait Zayin Nikiyim. What happened was, the Gemara says now, Ravina, Asik Le Lebrei, Beirav Chanina. Ravina, he was like Isaac in marrying off his son, Beirav Chanina, Beirav Chanina. Omalei, so he said like this, so Ravina said to Rav Chanina, Sovul Amal, Mikhtav Ksub Le'arbayam, are you going to have the Ksub finished in 4 days? Omalei, and he said yes. Kimot Le'abo, when it came the fourth day, not the Radabo Achrin, he went another 4 days. And then Yaakov Shiva Yoima, he made a wait another 7 days, Basahu Yoima. After the day that they accepted to get married, after Nispaisu, Rashi's Basahu Yemish Nispaisu Nasa, he made a wait another 7 days. So Amalei, so Ravina said to him, Hi, how come? What are you making this wait another 7 days for? Amalei, he said back to him, Lesov Lama, don't you hold, Lehod the Rava, that the Rava says, that the Yoma Rava says, Tavu linose, if you propose to your wife to get married, finispice and she accept it, is Srichalesha Shibakim, she has to have Zainakim now, we have to be afraid maybe she sees Dam. Omalei said back to him, Ema di Yomarov, I know that Aloha, but when does Rabba say that Aloha the Gabela? If the girl is a Gabela, she's over an hour already. The Kachosa Dama, she saw Dam already once. So now, Bashat Chemda, we're afraid she'll see again. I will hear my daughter's Bekatana, to Lechazi Dama, she never saw Dam yet. Miyama, maybe Rava never said his halacha that Tavu Linasa shall have to wait another 7 days. Amalei Ruch Nina said back to him, no, Amalei Yishna Befeir Shama Rav Rava said clearly that Loishna Gedoyla Loishna do not come into where she is Gedoyla Loishna Katana Gedoyla Tavamai. What's the reason why she's a Gedoyla? That we make her wake Sainikiyim because Mishum De Mechamdo, since she has Chemna, she has desire to get married, so that may cause her to see blood. If so, Katana Nami, even though she's a Katana, she never saw yet, but it could be Mechamda, she has Taiva, she has desire to get married, that may cause her to see Dam. Omar Rava, Rava says, Isha Loitochov, and Isha should not wash her hair before she goes to the mikvah. Loitochov Loi Benasser, she should not use this type of sauce that we had before, Nasser, for Loi Bechoil, and not with sand. What's the reason why not? Benasser Mishom de Mekatef, Natav can make the hair come out. It could pull out the hair, this Natav, and maybe the hair will still be tangled together, and that will cause it to be a chatzitza. Why shouldn't you use sand like Mishum de Masrich? Sand as Masrich is Mad de Kasawa, she says. It makes the hair stick together, and that will make a chatzitza. The Yomra Memra says, Mishmei de Rover, name of Rover, Isha loitochot ela bechamin, and Isha shoni wash her hair before she goes to the mikvah with hot water. Now, Abu Lei Bitsaini, but not in cold water. And the afilu bechamei chama, it's enough, the hot water doesn't have to be heated by fire, it could be heated by the sun, it's also enough. Now, Tsain in my time, Eloi, what's wrong with using cold water, take a cold shower and wash your hair with cold water? Mishum de kariri, because it makes the hair hard, it's karu, it makes the hair a little bit hard, and therefore, umoshra mazaya. Even though usually umoshra mazaya means it loosens the hair, but here Rashi's mashma says umoshra means it makes the hair hard, and therefore the dirt does not come off the hair, so you should not wash your hair this way before she goes to the mikvah. With cold water. The Yomar Rava says, Liyolam Yumadod Matech Beis, a person should always teach his wife, like in the house, Shateisha Madicha Beis Kemoteh B'mayim, that Isha should even wash the folds of her body at the base of storm with water to make sure it's clean, that there should not be a chatzitza there under her arms or anywhere where the fat folds over. Meisve, I have a question. It says, Beis HaKumotim Beis HaStorim, the folds of the body, or else the hidden places of the body. Einem Tzrichem Lebiyas Mayim, when you go into the mikveh, you don't have to be marked, but that the water should go inside your mouth. Or in the Beis HaKumotim, on your arms, or any folds of the body. So my answer is, Nehi Debiyas Mayim Lebin, and true, you don't have to have water to come into your mouth, it's come under your arms. But HaKoponim HaMokam HaRuya Lebiyas Mayim Bin, and you have to have a place that's fit for the water to come there. Meaning to say, you can't have any chatzitzas on your hands, on your body. Kidu Reb Zera, like Reb Zera always says, the Yom Reb Zera, Zera says, that the klal is called Horoyu Lebila and Bila Makevus Boy. Anytime you have a mincha, that it's fit to mix the flour and the oil together, meaning the kli is big enough, that if you want to mix together the flour and the oil, you could mix it together, then the klal is Ein Bila Makevus Boy, even though you do not mix the shemen and the flour together, still the mincha is kosher. But for Shein Rui Labila, let's say you have too much flour, you have 61 Yisroelim of flour in a kli, that even though you have the flour and oil there, but if you start to mix it, it spill over, it's not big enough to mix it in this kli, then the klal is Bila Makevus Boy. That's possible. So you see, even though you do not have to have the Bila, you don't have to mix the flour and oil together, but it has to be at least in a kli that's fit to have it done. So therefore, here also, under your arms, or your rest of your body has to be clean, and your mouth has to be clean, that it's fit for the water to get there, even though the actual water you do not need. So pshat is, since the pasuk does say, like bias mayim bechol gufo, I mean it to say, every part of it has to be fit, at least, for the bias mayim. Omar Rovin, Bar Ravada Omar Rav Yitzchok, Maisi once happened, Bishav Chosah Shor Rebbe, with Rebbe's maid, that Shetovlu, she went to the mikvah, Shifka Kanana, some she has a look like Isha. She has a din tumma. She has to go to the mikvah. She told me she went to the mikvah. We also, and she came up. She found the bone stuck between the teeth. And the Sicher Rebbe Tfilachas Rebbe says she has to go to the mikvah again. The same he said, even though you don't have to have water coming inside your mouth, but it has to be at least fit for water to get in there. The Yomar Rav, Rav says like this. Tovlo, let's say she went to the mikvah. Vyolsa, she came up. And she found something, a chatzit, something stuck to her body. If she washed herself well, even here, right before she went to the mikveh, then she doesn't have to wash herself again and go to the mikveh again. We have a right to say, pshita, this chatzitza came on her after she came up from the mikveh. But the imlab, if she did not wash herself right before the mikveh, then we have to be afraid, maybe the chatzitza was on her, this covering was on even before she went to the mikveh, and the mikveh was no good, and therefore it's tzricha lachof litva, she has to wash herself and go to the mikveh again. And he could be arguing something like this. In Biyoisa Yoim Shechofa, the same day that she washed herself, Tobli, she went to the mikvah, then in its Tzricha Loch of Litvah, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah a second time. But the Imlab was not the same day that she washed herself, then Tzricha Loch of Litvah, then if she comes up from the mikvah and finds the Chatzitza, she has to make a Tefillah over again. We have to be afraid maybe the Chatzitza was on her even from before the Tefillah. The Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference between the two mishaynis here? My benayu. The difference is lemismach lechafifa tefila. If you have to have the chafif for the washing right before you go to the mikvah, and the similar lemecha b'yamam of litva b'layla, could you wash yourself by day and first go to the mikvah at night? If you know there has to be samoch set aside the first girsa, you have to have it right away. You can't make it chafif for b'yam and go to the mikvah at night. But if Yodah be Bois Tziyayim within the same period of time, then you could make a Chfifa B'yam and go to the mikvah at night. Now Omar Rova, Rova says, Isha Leisamoid Agave Kli Cheres V'titfol. An Isha should not stay on the top of a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, who were then any Kli in the mikvah, and B'tavol standing on top of the Kli. So what's the reason why not? So Sova Rav Kana, Mayor Rav Kana thought to say, Time am I, what's the reason Mishum Gzera Machtsois? It's a Gzera, it looks like a bathhouse. That the Machtsois and the bathhouse is with Derech to sit on a chair there, stuck in the ground, as they went to Klicheris, and people will say, if you go to the bathhouse, it's Olula Tfila. So therefore they do not want you to go to the Mikvah the same way you go to the Machtsois. If so, that's the reason why Agabe is Silta Shapadomi. But stamp to stand on top of a thick beam, a thick piece of wood, that'll be mutter. That's not a deal with the way they do in the bathhouse, that should be mutter. But the Gemara says, no, Omalei Rav Chana Min Adoi, Hosam Tanamai, you know what the reason why Rav has said Nisha should not stand on a kli, which goes to the mikvah, is Mishum the boys, we're afraid that she's scared there, and she won't do a good job, she won't be taiva well. If so, Siltanam, the same as for applies by a beam also, Bisa should be afraid and she won't make a good tefillah. She's afraid she may fall, therefore she should not stand on anything when she goes to the mikvah. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Isha letitfol benomel, and Isha should not go to the mikvah benomel by a port where the ships are, and we're afraid Shoshit is very dirty there, that some dirt may get stuck on her feet when she goes to the mikvah to be a chatzitza. On top of that, Samach Zayin Omer Aleph, Samor says, Afagav the Hashtalek, even though now when she comes up from the mikvah, from the being table in the port by the river there, we do not see any dirt on her. But still, we have to be afraid. Ama maybe Bridjuni Nofa, when she was coming up, it fell off her. In other words, when she went into the mikveh, into the nor, she had something dirt stuck on her foot. Just on the way up, it came off. And since the port is a very dirty place, she should not be table there. Avuadi Shmuel, Shmuel's father. Ovid Lebante Mikvois Biyaminisin, he made for his own daughters Mikvois, means in a house, like in a house, you know, a mikvah in Nisim time. Notice he did not want them to be table in the river Nisim time. Umatse Biyamin Tishrei. But in Tishrei time, then he didn't care for to go to her children, his daughters to be table in the Nor. Just he made sure it shouldn't be dirty on the bottom, so he put mats on the floor there in the Nor, that they should not get full of the dirt, there should not be a chatzitza b'shas the table. And the reason always why he made, let them go, he wanted them to go to the mikvah for Yom HaNisan, because that's the time of the rainy season, when all the snow starts to melt down, and then he was afraid that maybe in the Nor there'd be more rainwater than there would be from the actual Mayan well water. The Locher is only well water, the actual natural river, that's Torah, even though it's running. But rainwater is only Torah Bashberim when it's settled, like in a mikvah, and not when it's flowing. So If he was choshed not to be tevel in the river at the rainy season, like in Nisan time, maybe there'd be too much rainwater there, and that's not tor, b'shat it's flowing. So therefore he made them be tevel in the mikvah. Mashenka b'yom tishrei, that's not his man to have the snow, the rain melt down. So therefore, he let his daughters be tevel in the nor. Trust for Allah, first Allah, it shouldn't get full of chetzitza, he put a mat on the floor there. The Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Nos no tavshu libno. Let's say an Isha first fed her child. She gave him food to eat. And then Vatobla, then she went down to the mikvah right away without washing herself off first. The Olson, she comes up from the mikvah. So Lokariz, the Olson, let's feel, does not help. Afagav dashto, like even though right now she's clean, we did not find a chatitza, so none of the food is stuck to her. But we have to be afraid, maybe Amir, Ema, Birjuni, Nafal, that when she went down to the mikvah, she had dirt on, and it first came off on the way up. So therefore the tefillah is no good, she has to be tevel a second time. Omar Romi Bar Abba Hani Ravda de Kisilta. An Isha that has a scab, she had a wound, and it healed on top, and then after 3 days, like a scab comes on top. So it was like this. At Loisa Yoima Lechai, to the first 3 days of the scab, it's still soft, and therefore it's like butter to the bosser, it's not called a chatzitza. Therefore, she can be terrible the way it is right now. Rashi says, Gildan Rach, the scab is soft. And also, Mechubra, it's like attached to the body. But Nikan Velech, if it's 3 days old already, then Chetz is called, a Chetzit. It's too hard. It's not like butter to the goof. So, my answer, the eighth, I think they say today is when Isha has a scab on her, that's why she has to soak herself well in water until it softens up. And once it softens up, then it's okay. Oma Marukva, Marukva says, Lip look Shebayin, she has some pus coming out from her eyes, Solach, if it's still wet, liquid, and the chaitz is not called a chatzitza, it's just not called a chatzitza, it just falls off. Yavish, if it's dried up on your eye, then chaitz, then she doesn't take her off, it's called a chatzitza. Now, Ema Sanikru Yavish, when is this pus like in the eye, extended hard? When it turns green, sometimes in the morning you wake up, you have some pus inside the eye. When it turns a little bit green, that's called hard already. So she has to make sure.